On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, people out there, it's time for a little bit of rapid fire, our signature bit. Which has not been stolen by one Chris Jericho.
Wouldn't be too hard to steal, but you got to do some research.
Yeah, of course. You got to put the time in. And if people do steal our bits, we don't care.
Yeah, we're flattered.
Yeah, it's cool. We're not getting paid for this. It's fun, actually. We like doing this stuff. Okay. We got some 6 questions total, 3 for each of us. If you get all 6, total genius.
Super genius.
Yeah, if you don't get any of them, that's okay, too. But play along.
We may not either, so there you go.
If we get it right, take a swig. Get it right. One of my friends told me, so we say, like, I think we say awesome a lot. Every time we say awesome, take a drink.
Yeah.
some word we say a lot.
I was told by some training consultants that I say awesome a lot.
Yeah, so maybe that's it. Oh. Yeah. Take a drink. He said it again.
Hey, awesome, awesome, awesome.
Maybe on this particular bit, we'll try not to say awesome.
Okay, from now on, no more awesome.
Well, when I came to Virginia from Germany, everybody said excellent. Oh, that's excellent. Okay.
Excellent.
Excellent, okay. All right, question number 1.
Make it awesome.
Drink! There you go. Your first excellent question. Is the real name game.
Oh, man.
This one sucks. This is a hard one. I'm going to give you the guy's birth name, and you tell me the name of the rock star. Who is Stephen Edward Duren? D-U-R-E-N. Stephen Edward Duren.
Oh, man.
This is somebody you've seen live.
Oh, I was going to say Fred Durst, but I've not seen them. I've seen live Stephen Edward Duren.
And we were not impressed when we saw this guy's band live.
Really?
We were not. We were disappointed.
So we saw them together?
Yes, we did at M3.
Oh, okay. Well, shoot. Who did we think sucked at M3?
It's not a long list.
No, because most of the bands were like really good.
In fact, it's a very short list.
Well, I wasn't too big on Great White. So was it Jack Russell?
That would be incorrect.
This
band was worse.
Oh, Blackie Lawless.
There you go.
Oh, God. Oh, that was so awful.
Yeah, he looked like somebody's aunt.
Old aunt.
Aunt Mildred.
Yeah. From Sheboygan.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was awful.
Yeah. And I used to love Wasp, too.
Oh, their first few albums are great.
He was a little overweight. Yeah, he was a caricature of himself.
Yeah, that's what it is. You got it right there. It was somebody playing Blackie Lawless. Because it was not the Blackie Lawless from throwing the raw meat.
Somebody's grandmother. Poor guy.
Oh, man.
He's a very intelligent guy, but I heard he's not the nicest guy in the world, so... We might be on his hit list after this.
Oh, man. Now he's going to sue us for everything we got. What? Every penny this show brings in.
Yep. You can have it, Blackie.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Yep.
We'll send you a check.
Stephen Edward is also really Blackie Lawless.
All right.
Okay.
Good to know. Okay, question number 1 for you. How many soundtrack albums have Van Halen songs appeared on?
How many soundtrack albums?
Yes.
That's kind of tough.
So, Twister, there was two songs, but that only counts as one album.
Oh, see, I knew that one.
Okay.
There was a, I'm going to say four.
Oh, you would be incorrect.
Okay.
The actual number is 10.
Number 10.
Oh, yeah, they were on a bunch.
Oh, really?
Back in the 80s, yeah.
I remember one, it was a John Cusack movie.
Yeah.
The hamburger and the guy played it. I think the hamburger is a dancing hamburger that's playing his guitar, Eddie Van Halen's guitar. I don't know what the hell. It was Claymation. Better Off Dead. I think it was something like that.
Okay.
Do you have the list?
No, I don't. I should have written it down, but.
Yeah, so it's a shit. Yeah. It's a crap question then.
No, it's a perfectly legitimate question. You just didn't know the answer.
Apparently you didn't either. You just know the number.
This question is how many albums?
Twister. Okay, I got one. Was it Schindler's List?
Ooh, no.
The Wiz? Oklahoma?
The new Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie.
Ooh. You really got me. Okay.
10 albums. So if somebody comes in the street and asks you...
10 movies.
Hey. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, but we don't know the name of the damn movies. Everybody go out there and do your research out there and let us know. Okay.
Next time I'll write them all down, but I didn't feel like typing them into my phone.
I got to fine you. Half your paycheck.
Half my pay, okay.
All right.
Well, I'm getting triple, so I'm still making out.
Yep. Same rate. Here we go. Question number two. What city are all of these bands from? I'm going to give you a list of bands, and you name the city they're from.
The city? Oh, jeez.
The Guess Who, Harlequin, Street Heart, Bachman Turner Overdrive, and the Crash Test Dummies are all from this city. Now, you can probably guess what country, but then you have to...
Yeah. I'm going to say Toronto.
You would be close, but not Toronto. And yes, they're from Canada.
Close to Toronto? Is it Ottawa?
It is not Ottawa. Chris Jericho, our mortal enemy, is from the same city these bands are from.
Well, I don't know anything about Chris Jericho.
Also the home of the Jets in the NHL.
Winnipeg. Really?
Winnipeg, eh?
All those bands are from Winnipeg?
Winnipeg.
Jeez.
Sorry. Yep.
Ooh. Y'all there, hey?
You don't know what you're talking about. That's very poor Canadian accent.
Yeah, we both suck. We really suck at that.
Yeah. So you missed that one.
Okay. Winnipeg.
Over two. I'm going to win this one, damn it.
All right, Mr. 0 for 1. Okay. Let's see. Okay. We were talking at a previous session about gold and the RIAA. So what are the thresholds for the gold, platinum, and diamond album sales?
Are you talking about the United States?
No, the threshold. You sell so many albums, you get a gold record.
Right, correct. But they're different numbers in different countries. Well,
yes, these are for the United States.
Of America, right? Not the 13 colonies, the whole
thing? No. No, all 14? 14 colonies?
I said 13.
Yeah, okay.
Or the 48 plus Alaska and Hawaii? You know, 50 states.
Yes, 50 states.
Okay. Gold is 500,000.
That is correct.
Platinum is 1 million. And you said diamond?
Diamond is the most recent.
Diamond is 10 million.
That is correct. Yes.
Because I know in Canada, I think 50,000. Like 50,000 is like gold or something like that. It's a lot less. Or maybe 200,000 is platinum there. Because every country, because it's all dependent on, population. So
they also have a multi-platinum award, which is 3 million. But
yeah, who gives a shit about that? Yeah.
You hit 1 million, you're good.
I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm 1 for 2. In the lead, by the way.
Well, we'll see what happens with this question.
And you're 0 for 2. And this one is a hard one.
Of course it is.
Which guarantees me victory. Okay. All right, here we go. This band's first single was featured in the 1986 film Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. Name the band.
I never even saw the movie.
I'll give you the name of the song, which might give it away. Finger on It. It was a
Finger on It?
Finger on It. And you probably know the song, but it was their first single. But you wouldn't think of it as their first single because this is before their debut album came out. And that song.
Finger on It?
I got my finger on it.
And this is.
As a band you know, a band you love. Because the song, that song actually doesn't show up on their first album. It shows up like in their third or fourth album, I think.
What year was the movie?
1986. But it didn't appear on that band's album until the 90s.
Jeez.
Victory for me.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Enough's enough.
What?
I got my fingers on it.
I don't know. I don't know that I've ever heard that song.
I believe it's on the 1985 album. It's called I think it's called 1985.
It's okay.
The fourth album, which is a bunch of old songs prior to their debut album.
All right.
You probably have it. In fact, I know.
I have it. I definitely have it. I just haven't heard it.
Oh, in a long time. It's a good song, actually.
Well, I have like 140,000 songs on my hard drive, so I haven't gotten to all of them yet.
What?
It's like a year and a half worth of music without.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as you are. I'll never hear everything I have.
Oh, man. All right, well, you've already won this set, but I'll give you the last question.
Oh, good.
See if our readers or our listeners can go 6 for 6.
Not a chance. Not one of them.
No. No. Okay. Who are the singers on Slash's Snake Pit albums?
Eric Dover would be the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one's name, last name is Jackson, but I can't remember his first name. And it's not Michael, Tito, Jermaine, Jackie, or Randy. Maybe, is it written? No, it wouldn't be Randy Jackson. What is it? Randy Jackson.
No.
Start with R?
Yeah.
Reginald Jackson.
No.
Rick Jackson. Ron Jackson.
No. Rod Jackson.
Rod. Oh, that was close.
And I like the album that he's on actually better than the one Eric Dover's on, but
a lot of people do.
Yeah. But apparently there were a lot of problems with him.
Yeah, band didn't make you figured that band would be bigger than they were. It never I mean, what Slash does now is much bigger than Snake Pit ever was.
Oh, yeah. But they still do a lot of Snake Pit songs on their tour. They still do Mean Bone, which is my favorite song.
Okay. I did not know that. I've never seen Slash's Miles Kennedy's Conspirators band.
No, I haven't seen them yet. I've seen them on video a few times. They've come around a bunch of times. I've had the opportunity, but just haven't done it.
I don't know what it is. I mean, I even have the albums. I just listened to them once, and that's about it.
Yeah.
It hasn't really connected with me yet. It's not that it's bad or anything. It just,
It is what it is.
Right.
You know, okay, that was good.
Next.
Yeah.
You know, I got so much music to listen to. Lots of times I'm going back to listen to old stuff I never got turned on to in the first place.
Right. Yeah, all that old King's X you sent me. You got to go through that.
I listened to, Black Like Sunday album?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
That one, I was rather impressed with that one. And there's one named Mr. Bulbous, not so much, but but that one I liked. But a dark album, but
yeah,
hence the title. But good stuff. I mean, that band is so tight. They're so talented.
Just seeing them at M3, you're just like, oh my God, really?
Yeah, remember Loudness was sitting on the side of the stage watching them?
Yeah. Totally.
They were so good.
You have to see them to get a full appreciation of how tight they are, because it's not just that they play their songs really well. It's all this improvisational stuff that is It looks like it's improvised, but it can't be, or there's no way that they are that tight for stuff they're just making up. But I don't know.
Yeah, what's the name of that song where they started and stopped it like 5 or 6 times?
I don't know.
And it,
but,
and they weren't counting it out loud. They were just doing it in their head. And they all, were up, and they, all three they, came in at the same time.
They were all, the guitar player and bass player were up in the front of the stage kind of interacting with the crowd when they were doing it. It's like, holy, y'all need to be paying attention. I'm getting a little stressed out here watching you guys do this, and it looks so easy. And it's stressing me out.
And they're not bobbing their head. They're just,
no.
And they're probably just counting silently in their head, and they all come in the same time.
I don't know that they're even counting, because it's not like just they all come in on 2, and it's a 4-beat. It's like some weird thing, and the drummer's not hitting the hi-hat. He's not counting off. It's all complete silence, and then they all come back in at the same time. It's crazy.
It's not like they look at each other and wink and then play again. No, they're not looking at each other. The hell they doing?
I don't know what they're doing, but it's amazing.
Maybe they made a deal with the devil or something like that. I don't know. I mean, that was ridiculous. Our Doug Pennett lives around Santa Clarita area somewhere around me. I haven't run into him yet, but if I do, I'm going to shake his hand. I was like, you're awesome.
Well, if you ever see any 6'4" guys that weigh 102 pounds.
Yeah, black gay guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a talent. The guy's so good. Oh, have you heard that song? He does a song with, there's a band that was out in around the 80s named Roxanne. They put out an album in the 80s, went nowhere, and they just released an album in 2018. I sent it to you. It's called Radio Silence by Roxanne. George Lynch plays on it, a couple of songs, and Doug Pinnick sings lead vocals. The name of the song is Go F Yourself. there's a video for it, too. That album is so good.
I'll have to listen to it.
Roxanne Radio Silence. There's like 4 videos for that album, too. So good. And Doug Pennant sings lead on one of those songs. Apparently, the deal with this band is, you know, they didn't make it, and then they started something called the Boogie Nights in L.A. It's a disco troupe. They started that, and I guess they franchised it all over the country. And they're the original Boogie Nights.
Oh, nice.
And they've made a living doing this. And I think that
didn't Jeff Scott Soto do that for a while?
Yeah, I think he was part of it too. So good. It's amazing they made a living doing this. And they decided to say, we're going to make another Roxanne record, you know. And it took them 2 years to make this album.
Jeez.
When we talk about how we like good music with good melodies, and this band has it. This album is probably my favorite album of 2018.
Really?
Yeah, and I never was into them in the 80s.
I'll have to check it out.
Roxanne, Radio Silence. Everybody out there, go buy it. Go check it out.
Do it.
Yeah. Good stuff. And on that note.
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
It's time to cover this.
All right, boys and girls, time for what we call Cover This, where we put together a short snippet of a song. It's a cover song, and we have to know who the original artist is, the name of the song, and who is doing the cover. So it's not just a matter of, oh, yeah, I know that song. You got to know some information about it, so I put together a clip for Mark, so let's see if he can get it.
Well, I hope this is super easy, so I'm going to play it right about now.
What? Well, let me roll up on the sidewalk and take a look. Yes. Whoa. She's beautiful. Yankee Rose! And she looks wild!
Okay, wow.
I think it's pretty easy.
Well, the original artist was David Lee Roth.
Yep, that is correct.
The song is Yankee Rose.
Yep, that is correct.
Now, here's the hard part. Who's doing that?
Yeah.
Is it a band, or is it one of those things where it's one guy from a famous band and a bunch of other guys playing?
No, it's a band.
Is a band covering that song?
Yep.
God.
Once I tell you who it is, you'll be pissed.
I will.
you'll go, of course.
It sounded really familiar, but God. Quiet Riot.
No, that is incorrect.
Oh, do I get some hints?
The guy singing was not the normal lead singer or the main lead singer from back in the day, but the lead singer left and this guy took over.
Okay. Is it American band?
Yes. From the Chicago area.
From the Chicago area. Ooh, because I was going to guess somebody else. God, I'm drawing a blank here. Is it Enough's Enough?
Yes, that is correct.
That's Chip's Enough singing?
That is, yep.
Holy crap.
I think he just smoked a pack before he went in and did that.
Wow, my other guess was going to be Warrant. I never in a million years would I said Enough's Enough.
Well, you did.
So. Holy smokes. Wow. Way to go. You got me on that one.
I was going to say if I gave you the name of the lead singer, would that help?
Yeah, that would have definitely given it away. Whoa, that was different. Wow. Is that on that Covered in Gold?
Yep, Covered in Gold.
I think I listened to that once and have not listened to it since. Okay.
I don't really care for covers that much, but, you know, sometimes they're cool. Other times they're just like, why? What's the point?
Yeah, if it's done better than the original or completely different, cool. But if you're
like Van Halen's cover of You're No Good.
Right, absolutely.
Totally different song.
Pretty Woman. They did a great version of that. All right. Exactly. Now that you've stumped me with that cover, I got a cover for you.
Okay, let me try this out.
So let me see. This one is going to be, I think you're going to, you might get this. But yeah, go ahead, play it.
Look around. They're moving in. Hold the ground. When they begin. We can do it. We can do it. And if they want to, they can try. But they'll never.
Okay, Danny.
All right.
Who did the original?
Oh, that's the question. I know.
Wow, I figured you'd get the original right away.
Well, the original, I know Judas Priest did it.
Okay, and what's the name of the song?
Songs United.
Now, who is covering it?
See, I was afraid that was Judas Priest because it sounded pretty close. And then I don't know who did it originally, but... If Priest did it originally, who
yes.
did that? Jesus.
It's been a long day of work, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's a band that is playing M3 in a couple of weeks. Who knows, or just played M3, depending on when we put this out.
I'm going to say it's Skid Row.
You would be correct.
Nice.
Yes, that's Johnny Solinger singing that one, and that's on United World Rebellion. Part one or chapter one.
That sounded good.
Yeah, they did a good job on the covers on those two EPs they put out before Johnny hit the bricks. Yeah.
Hit through the road.
Yeah, I thought Johnny was pretty good in that band. And then when he left and then a couple other guys come in, they got a new singer, ZP. So who knows how he'll do. I guess we'll find out when they put out a record.
Yeah, exactly.
So... those covers. So Danny won that round of Cover This.
Ooh,
kicking my butt. So If you like what you heard.
There's more. Yeah. There's always more.
Yeah. If you like what you heard, go out and buy United World Rebellion by Skid Row. And and Enough's Enough covered in gold or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. It's a whole album of cover tunes, and some of them are good. Some are not.
And those bands are playing M3. So.
Yeah, there we go. It's a whole theme.
Yeah, go out and say hi to them. And on that note,